Hi dolls, let me ask you a question. When you think of aesthetics, how does it make you feel? Are you confused, overwhelmed, or even unsure of where to start and which treatment is going to be best for you? Welcome to my brand new podcast, Fresh Not False, where we are going to be talking about how we can help you navigate the world of skin, beauty, and aesthetics. My name is Emma Harvey, and I'm here to help you understand more about our fabulous industry. New year, fresh start. In this episode, we are joined by Emily Chadwick-Zint and Sarah Gale, and we are going to be talking to you about all things wellness, health, fitness, nutrition, everything you need to know to get this new year off to the best start and have you feeling your very best consistently throughout the year rather than just spiraling off in 2 to 3 months' time and losing all that motivation. So dolls, welcome.
Thank you
for joining me.
Thanks for being here.
We're in Sarah's amazing house, guys. If you could see we're never leaving.
I'm never leaving. I'm staying forever.
Thanks, guys. Blessing.
So if you guys can introduce yourself, who wants to go first?
You can. Okay, so my name's Emily Chadwick-Mint. I was a professional dancer turned personal trainer turned bar instructor for an app called Evolve You. And I do lots for the community, local community, teaching bar, spreading the love of moving your body from a place of celebration rather than it being a chore. So yeah, I'm excited to be here. Thanks, Ella.
Thank you. Love that. And hi, I'm Sarah. I'm Sarah Gale, and I'm a registered nutritionist and NLP master practitioner. So my main thing that I do is work with women to help them ditch the diet. And instead of going on the awful diets that leave you hating yourself and actually probably gaining weight in the long run, how you can nourish your body instead using nutrition mainly, but also diet and lifestyle.
Love that.
Absolutely love that. Ditch the diet.
I have been on so many diets.
I hate the word too. Die.
So much.
Oh, I love it.
That's horrible.
Oh my God.
Never made that connection.
No, me neither. It's sudden. But I really feel passionately about it. Anyway, continue.
Now I stuff that in my head all the time. Anyone ever says you want to die, I'm going to be like, no.
No.
Die.
It does feel like a little bit of you is dying when you're on the diet, but then restriction and saying no to everything and not being able to go out and do what you want with your kids and your loved ones. And
yeah.
Always been the person that has to say no and feel so restricted that Part of you is dying.
It's horrible. It's so negative. And it shouldn't be about restriction. It should be about discipline, which are two totally different things, but we'll get on to that.
Absolutely. Let's talk about it now.
Okay, fine. Let's go. So discipline, I don't know how you guys feel about the word. For me, it's a little bit rigid. I'm like, make something about school.
Yes.
But actually, discipline is like a massive form of self-love because it's loving yourself enough to make sustainable habits that are going to empower you in the future, rather than seeing it as this like restrictive, negative thing. It's actually, no, I deserve the most out of my fitness routine or my nutrition or my skincare. So I respect myself enough to be disciplined. Same with motivation. It's not about motivation, it's about discipline.
Yeah.
But that coming from a place of good intention to what you deserve in your life, rather than what you should be restricting.
Yeah, I love that I often talk to my clients about consistency. And I guess it's a very similar thing because the consistency behind that is discipline, right?
Yes.
And it's getting up and doing the things that maybe you don't feel like you want to do that day, but you really need to do it. And I know that I found with my clients that when you really, really don't want to do that thing, that's when you really need it the most.
Always.
So actually making sure you get to that exercise for us, going for that walk, making sure you care for your skin, take off your makeup at night, or make yourself a delicious, nutritious meal rather than quick takeaway. When you don't want to do it, it's when you need it the most, I find.
Yeah,
absolutely. And it's so interesting that we're talking about this because I was thinking this morning, I was like, oh my gosh, the last couple of weeks I have eaten crap. My house has been a mess. And I'm thinking, what is going on? I'm not being disciplined. I'm not actually showing myself any self-love.
Consistency. Yeah.
So it's these whole three things together. Yeah. And I literally got up and I was like, no, we need to change this.
Yeah.
Actually, it was from yesterday.
Yeah.
Cleaned everything. Started doing my workouts.
Did your workout class. Yeah. And the first thing you said, I said, Ella, you look amazing. Skin glowing. You're like, oh, doll, I've been eating this. I've been eating that. And that's the other thing. We are so reluctant to take the love and take the compliments.
Yes, we are. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Why are we so harsh on ourselves? But no, anyway, you showed up and smashed it. But yeah, you're right. Those are the three magic things: discipline, consistency, and from the intention of love towards yourself.
I also want to add in there, actually, allowing yourself to be human.
Yes.
Allowing yourself that, yes, you had a tough week, whatever was going on, that meant you weren't eating well, your house is a mess, etc. You're human, that's okay. Other priorities do happen, but it's allowing a softening to that rather than going, right, I need to restrict everything.
Yeah.
What can I do from a place of self-love to get me back feeling good? It's exactly what you did. Clean the house, went to an exercise class, put your makeup on, made yourself feel good.
Yeah.
Rather than going, oh God, I'm awful, I hate myself, I'm rubbish, I'm useless, I'm worthless.
Yeah.
We all go down that spiral. Yes. Being human, softening into it, forgiving yourself for being human.
Exactly. And that's self-love.
Absolutely.
Because I think people, it's crazy to think that we can always be on our game, you know, self-love. Oh, I'm going to ride a bath. I'm going to do a face mask. Sometimes self-love can just be allowing yourself to feel the crap you need to feel.
Yes.
That is the best thing you can do for yourself, is not suppress things, accept where your life is. We are ever changing, ever evolving. We're complex creatures and life is mad. So being compassionate with yourself during all these moments, there's going to be bumps in the road. You can't just push that aside and be like, no, but I love myself.
Yes.
No, sometimes that looks ugly to us. That's uncomfortable. You know, we've got to embrace that as well. So if you are having a week where you do want to eat this and you don't want to show up to your class, and instead your body just needs to sit in whatever you're feeling, that's the best thing you can do for yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I see it so often that my clients come to me, they're so stressed, they have lots of emotional problems, a lot going on in their life, and they're like, I need to eat healthy, I need to do it right now.
Yes.
And it's the worst thing to do. You're adding stress, adding pressure. Mm-hmm. They want a rigid structure, they want a meal plan to follow. But of course, they don't have the time, they don't have the effort, they don't have the space to do it. So you end up feeling worse about yourself. So actually, exactly what you said, just allowing yourself that space, feel those feelings, slowly move through it, and you will get to a point where actually you feel ready.
Yes.
That's in one little thing.
Exactly.
Definitely.
And that's exactly it. Just realizing, as you just said there, this is the space I'm in right now.
Mm.
I know that doing this makes me feel like this. What are the small things that I can do to make myself feel good about myself again?
Exactly.
What can I do to build it?
Yeah. That's it. I was just going to say, there's a difference between saying, oh, I feel like this, so I'm just going to self-sabotage and wallow. There's a difference between self-sabotaging and recognizing what your body truly needs in that moment.
Yeah.
Because I think we can just go, oh, I feel like crap until I'm better all day and eat this bag of Monster Munch and whatever and cry.
We've all been there.
Oh my God. Like twice this week. I'm half joking. No, I am joking. But no, we all have those moments, but then it's recognizing what do I truly need? What am I being kind to myself here?
Yeah.
And that's discipline. That's when discipline comes in, because it's like, ultimately, this is going to make me feel worse. But if I feel a type of way, meditate on it, journal on it, allow yourself to feel it, allow yourself to cry through it. Don't throw yourself into a heavy, intense workout, because that's also not going to serve you. Mm. But we all need different things in different moments.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's key to listen to your body, honor your body. Rather than work against it, how can we work with it?
Yeah.
And as women, that is huge, guys.
It is. And I think that message is so key this time of year, because on social media, your inbox is going to be absolutely down full of do this, do that. You need to do this.
Mm.
But actually, we're all individual, all unique. So listening to what you need in that space, that right moment, is far better than some stranger telling you need to do this 30-day detox, cleanse, fitness, whatever. Mm. Listen to what your body needs. Maybe actually you need a slow January. Maybe you don't need to actually start a great big fitness routine. And what thing can you do instead of up-leveling the whole of your life? Because that's not sustainable.
Totally
no
agree.
One can do that.
There's too much pressure surrounding January 1st. And it's like, actually, what can you do today?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I understand the fresh start mentality.
Yes.
Love that.
Yeah.
I was the kid at school starting, new pants occasion, new pants.
Yes.
Love that. And the same for the new year, get a new journal and the rest of it. But that's a lot of pressure. And life isn't something that's happening in the future and whatever. Mm. It's literally happening now.
Yeah.
And it's about small steps. The bigger you make that mountain, the harder it's going to be to climb.
Yeah.
So it's about tiny baby steps. What can you do in this moment today? You know, the smallest thing, the smallest step towards those goals that you might be setting for 2023 or whatever else, rather than seeing it as this great big new year, new me.
Or what about as a life goal?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Totally.
Sometimes you need a boundary. The new year for people can be a boundary where it's like, right, Okay.
And I think what the message we're trying to get across is, if you need that as your boundary, great, that's amazing, take it. But
yeah,
just be realistic and don't think of it as like 6 months, 12 months. Like, think of it as, this is your lifestyle.
Yes.
And this is how you want to be. If it's like January the 1st, right, this is me, but this is actually going to be, I'm doing a life transformation in terms of wellness, nutrition, fitness, you know, routines, looking after yourself, self-care routines.
Mm.
And also, I think you've just mentioned something about a stranger in your inbox that you don't even know. I think that's perfect example. Stop taking advice from so many different strangers. Mm. Get key people in your life.
Mm.
So I'm going to use us as an example.
Yeah.
I'm going to use us as an example because, you know, you have Emily with the fitness, you have Sarah with the nutrition, you have me with all your skincare.
Mm.
If you try and take lots of different advice, there's so much content as well with social media. It's bombarding. It's overwhelming.
Yeah. So overwhelming.
If you try and take advice from every single little thing, you know, it's mind-blowing and it's all confusing. You end up actually maybe doing yourself a disservice because you're so unsure. Whereas if you listen to one person's advice, I think you will get better, more impactful results.
I agree.
Because they keep, and they know you, they get to know that relationship.
Totally, It almost ends up like analysis by paralysis. You go, I don't know what to do. I've got this whole list of things. Should I do that? Should I that? But if I do that, but then what about this? And then you don't move forward at all. So I completely, I love that, actually. Find your people that you really connect with, you trust. You
find your tribe.
Find your tribe. Mm. And then actually stick with that and move forward in slow step.
Yeah.
And I love what you said about actually a life goal, because I think it's so important that we set goals, and that's amazing. Please set goals. I don't think we shouldn't set goals.
No.
But we are key on achieving that goal. We miss out. There's a long step in the middle of the journey.
Yes.
And we don't enjoy that. And it's almost like trying to enjoy and settle into that journey. When you find joy in that journey, in those little small habits that you make every day, in achieving that great big goal, that is where you get results. That's where discipline can help, where consistency helps, because you're enjoying the journey.
Yes.
Yes, you might need discipline some days. Yes, you might not want to do it. But actually, when you're enjoying it most of the time, it becomes far easier.
Of course.
Hating yourself, hating what you're doing, or forcing and pushing it.
This is the whole thing. So we've grown up with toxic diet culture.
Yes.
And this is the biggest thing. Like, I'm so passionate about this. I grew up, and like, I'm not saying anything against, you know, the people in my life at the time, love them all, but I grew up around like groups of women that were starving themselves, essentially.
Yes.
Surviving on Caesar salad and a Diet Coke.
Yes.
Running to their cardio classes and trying to shrink themselves to be the smallest version of themselves to fit into a society which is set up to make you hate your body.
Yes.
And to shrink yourself to your smallest version. And I grew up watching that and seeing that. And, you know, we all had magazines and newspaper articles, whatever, throwing these images that are of, you know, these tiny stick thin women and trying to tell us that that's the way we have to look to feel worthy and to feel loved and to feel accepted in this world and in this culture. And it could not be further from healthy, in my opinion. Yep. And that was what was health at the time. It's mind blowing. And I think to push out of that programming, to push out of that conditioning that we've all faced from as long as we can remember is so hard. And even though we're making leaps and bounds, we are still on this treadmill. It's dangerous where we're talking about diets, New Year diets, fitness trends and quick fixes that are so toxic to our mental and our physical health.
Yeah.
But it's what we saw growing up. I mean, did you guys see that?
Oh, like, 100%.
Like, honestly, absolutely. It's crazy. Yeah. But the mentality never came from a place of your body deserves love. Your body is powerful. Your body is capable, resilient. It's a damn miracle.
Yeah.
So let's celebrate it.
Yes.
It was always, you're not good enough. What can you do to sort yourself out?
Yes.
Not, you know, you are already enough as you are. Let me help you into stepping into that and knowing your capabilities and your power. It was just stripping it away from us.
Yes.
So we are taking our power back.
I love that. Right. I love that. And I think, I don't know about you guys, but I mean, the Will Eisen Clinic, all my friends and family that are women, I don't know a single woman that doesn't have some sort of issue, body confidence, something they don't like about themselves.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, it's what I do with my clients is, yes, I'm working on nutrition, improving their health from the food and the diet and lifestyle. But But it's working that mindset. It's stripping away all of that toxicity.
Yeah.
Hating themselves. And actually, how can they love themselves?
Exactly. It all comes from hate. And like you said before, joy is the key, and it can be joyful.
Yes.
Can I just chime in here and say I'd absolutely love these points, because as well, working in the aesthetic beauty industry, you see a lot of people, like a lot of people come in. People think it's vanity, right? People think, people have treatments done. And I've touched on this all in my podcast, because it's vain, it's superficial. It absolutely is not. We have people come in for treatments who maybe have had an injury, so they can't exercise as much as they would like to, as an example. We've had people come in who have had medical conditions like cancer, trichotillomania, alopecia, you know, these are lots of things that we deal with where clients just, they have just lost their confidence.
Yes.
I think as well, in all of our industries, right, it can be very toxic, and it's our job as the professionals, it's our professional obligation to make the women, but majority of us work with women.
Yeah.
So men, you're definitely included in everyone's included. But I'm just using women as a broad topic.
Yeah.
It's our job to not pry on their insecurities.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
It's our job to look at somebody and say, do you know what? You are absolutely beautiful. I'm sorry you can't see that in yourself right now.
Exactly.
But by the time we're finished with you, my God, you're going to be walking through that door with your head held high, feeling fabulous, and just completely like exuberating that fabulous energy.
Exactly.
It's not about vanity whatsoever.
No. And this is the thing.
Isn't that such an amazing gift you can give somebody? That yes, they might come to you and they want something done, as in to improve the way they look. They might come to you to wanting to improve their fitness, come to me to improve their diet. But actually, there's so much more behind it. It's about exactly what you said, making them feel, oh my God, I am the bomb. Look at me.
Yeah.
Sort of its way up.
Because it's all from within. It's all there. It's there already. It sits within you. But we are just helping you feel that.
Yeah.
And it's not about what you're not or what you don't have. And this is thing going back to these images we grew up surrounded by, like pictures of cellulite zoomed in. Like, this is terrible. There is not one woman in the world that doesn't have that at some point in their life. Like, why are we trying to strive towards insanely unrealistic standards? They don't exist.
Nobody looks like that. We all agree. Nobody looks like that in real life. And I think it sets such a bad precedent. I mean, we're going a bit off topic here, but it sets such a bad precedent for the younger generation. My little cousins, sorry she zooms up, but they are the most beautiful things you've ever seen. I'm not saying it just because they're handy. And how they talk, and how I can see that they feel about themselves. Not feel, but how they talk about themselves. I want to shake them. Gorgeous.
Yeah, I know.
And you want to protect them, but you can't, can you?
No.
It's what we see online. So, you know, what kind of tips would you give? Let's go through some different tips. What kind of tips would you give with regards to fitness and wellness, how people can start the new year and just build that confidence for themselves without seeing that, insane pressure?
Yeah. I think for me, for as long as I can remember, when I say as long as I can remember, I didn't have a good relationship with my body from like my teenage years onwards. And I never felt enough. And there was this insane pressure to change my body. I then went into the dance industry, which, as you can imagine, super competitive, very hugely based on what you look like, your fitness levels, your aesthetics. And so I was like, I have to change. If I'm going to fit in, I have to change. And the people that I was surrounded by in the industry reminded me of that all the time, which is so sad to think about now. But I remember being in dance college and thinking, I have to change my body. I have to look like the others to fit in. I'm never going to get anywhere if I look like this. And it breaks my heart to look back now, because, oh my God, little Anne was gorgeous. She didn't have to change.
Absolutely.
She was fine. But she hid behind layers and layers of makeup and giant backcombed hair. You guys have seen the pictures. And people thought I was super confident and I was mimicking Amy Winehouse. Absolutely not. I was just hiding. It was my comfort blanket. And I did everything I could to completely deflect from who I was, my body and what I looked like physically. So I used to punish myself through exercise. I used to run at least 5 times a week and I hated running, hated it with a passion. Sometimes I'd be crying because I didn't want to do it, but I felt like I had no choice. I felt like I was stuck in this body that didn't serve me. And so I would run and I'd sweat and I'd be sobbing, but I never got joy from it. It was always seen as an obligation, a punishment, and a chore. And then I'd step into my dance class, I'd feel anxious. I never felt like I fit in. And it was all because I didn't look a certain way. And I kept running, kept punishing myself until I went the other way. And I'd lost so much weight. I wasn't eating anything. My skin was terrible. I had big bags under my eyes and I got really ill mentally. And I was working against my body. So sad. Why was I working against this perfectly healthy, strong, resilient body? I had just lost myself completely. And I mean, this is a super long story. It went down a really dark path for a long time, but I never lost my love of dancing. And so I'm going to skip forward a few years. I went to train as a dancer in New York. And I still had that underlying block, that thing I just didn't physically fit in. So on the side of my dancing, I looked on ClassPass, an app where we can try lots of different fitness exercise classes. And I stumbled across a bar class and I was like, oh, bar, B-A-R-R-E, that's like ballet. I loved ballet. I figured it would just be like a ballet class. So I walked in, I went straight to the front of the class, which is funny because even though I projected this confident image, I was still the girl that avoided the mirrors, always wore long sleeves, but had my big hair and the rest of it and just set off this kind of persona that I was super confident because that's how I coped. Stood at the front of the class and I was humbled within minutes. It was not ballet. It was madness. And I think there's this misconception. I don't know if anyone else has tried bar, you guys I know have now, that it's like this very twee kind of cutesy way of training, which doesn't do anything. It's not effective. Absolutely not.
No.
I mean, I think it's got that stereotype that, you know, you want to brunch and bar, you don't want to sweat, you just want to like pulse a little bit. No. I mean, it's evolved over the years. It's a fantastic, super effective way of moving your body and it's rhythmic. It's to the beat, it's to the music.
Yeah.
So even though I was at the front of this class and I felt super uncomfortable, I just got lost in this beat and the music and this burn in my body that I'd never experienced before. And I thought, oh my God, this has to be life-changing because I haven't thought about anything outside of this room because the music is so transformative and meditative and transcendent. And this burn that I'm feeling in my body is something like I've never experienced before, but it doesn't feel punishing. It feels empowering because I just sat in that and I allowed myself to feel that and endure that and ultimately get stronger because of it. And if I can do that again and again and again on the mat, that's going to ripple out into my everyday life. And my God, how strong and resilient will I feel? And I realized that I didn't think about aesthetics. I didn't think, oh, that burns. That's going to change this part of my body. Or, oh, I'm dripping with sweat. I wonder how many calories I burn. Nothing mattered. None of that mattered. And it's because I'd found a way of moving that spoke to me and that I connected with that the rest of that stuff just melted away.
Yeah.
And so I kept going back, but never thinking about my body changing, but just thinking about how strong and empowered I felt every time. And that's what kept pulling me back. And it did speak to the inner dancer in me as well because of the music and because of the lengthening of the body and taking up space. And I realized that my whole life, I hadn't taken up space. I had fought against that. I'd made myself the smallest version of myself. How can I punish myself to fit in and shrink myself? And this class showed me that it's powerful to sit in the discomfort and instead of shrivel away and shrink away when it gets tough, how much can you expand? How much can you take up space in a moment that feels uncomfortable and grow? And it was just this massive epiphany. And then in my dance classes, I started stepping into the front row, which I never did. And I pushed myself into auditions and I realized I was enough. Like I could cry telling you this because it was just such an amazing, powerful journey. And then my path kind of took a turn. And instead of just wanting to perform on a stage, I wanted to share this mentality with women everywhere because it goes against everything that we've learned. And that's what, I know that's a long-winded answer.
Was that brilliant?
But that's what I want to kind of share is that when you find a way of moving your body that doesn't sit in this toxic form of exercise to punish, how can you shrink yourself, the rest of it. When you can find a way of moving your body that speaks to our primal sense of moving to celebrate our bodies. Our ancestors danced in friggin' tribes because it was a celebration. Yeah. It shifts your energy.
Yeah.
We're raising our vibration. We're making ourselves feel joyful. We're releasing hormones that make you feel happy.
Yes.
That's the whole point. Let it be about that. Find a way of moving that speaks to you, that you connect with. and then do it consistently for the love of it with body affirming self-talk always. Never, you know, speaking to yourself in a negative way, but thinking, oh my gosh, I just did that. Mm-hmm. You know, I just held that plank for this amount of time, or I'm going to lengthen my arms, my legs, and be as big as I can in this moment and show myself how powerful I am. Continue to do that. And you won't believe how all this this toxic narrative surrounding exercise just melts away, just disappears. So now for me, working out is just part of my life. I do it as a joy, as a mm-hmm. highlight. It's a reminder of how strong I am and how capable I am. It's never anything negative. It just sits into my daily life. So I don't relate to this quick fix stuff anymore. I definitely fell into that trap, and so many of us do. But find a way of moving that you connect with, that you love, that makes you feel good. And that's it. That's the simplicity of it. Yeah.
I absolutely love that.
I love that.
Yeah. I mean, it's difficult, and you're not going to just step into a class and have an epiphany. Let's not make that fee. It's not that simple, but it starts with you and your mindset. So I'm just going to skip that difficult part for you. And instead of trying to strive to find it, just show up with that intention of moving from a place of celebration for all that you are and not all that you are not.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love that.
Really love it. I'd like to very quickly share as well. You talking about that makes me think of my own journey. I'll be completely honest, my nutrition's not quite there yet.
Really? Health matter.
Big time.
Oh, yes. But, me too.
I am definitely, I feel like now more than ever, it's something I'm constantly thinking of. I'm like, you know, actually, since I got the Thermomix, I am so much better.
Ooh,
we'll have to do a Thermomix cooking night.
Oh, we will.
So I definitely find myself, so since I've got that, and that was only earlier this year, I do find myself like constantly thinking about it more.
Yeah.
But if I look back and think about it, my fitness journey started when I was in London and I started going to a personal trainer. And interesting what you say about like not looking in the mirrors.
Mm.
He would stand me in front of a mirror and I'd immediately I'd get really angry.
Yeah.
Poor guy would be like, or he'd ask me to do something. And you know, those the roller skater things.
Oh my God. Yeah, I made you do them once.
Hello. Even that I said to you, right? I was like, no, I
hate them.
Yeah, I hate them. And it's because it takes me back to that time.
Yeah.
And this poor guy probably had no idea. And it was because he put me right in front of a mirror. And now I understand. He just wants me to check my form, Now if I come look in a mirror, it doesn't bother me at all.
Mm.
And then after that, I did his classes. And something in me was a bit like, no, I want to carry on doing this because I really believe, in terms of like a business sense, I really believe that if I can focus on my nutrition and wellness and have that discipline, consistency, well, then I can do well in my business. I have that foundation.
Yes.
So, and then after that, I went to a cycle class. I kind of got off the exercise bit, but I need to do something. And they had an offer, and you used to work at Cycle.
I did. Amazing studio.
I did one of their spin club Simon classes, and I was like, how am I going to feel about this? Well, what you say about the bar, that was my life-changing experience.
Right.
And it was like obsessive, but not obsessive in like, I really care about the wear. Look, that was a bonus. Looking good with it was just a bonus.
Well, that's the thing. Yes. It just happens. It's a byproduct.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was about, oh my gosh, just that time for yourself.
Yeah.
And now, actually, that was the first time I ever noticed anybody speak differently in a class, right?
Really? That's good to know.
That was very positive. It was very uplifting. It was like, and then share stories about their life. Mm-hmm. And I guess, like, I actually felt sometimes I wanted to cry.
Oh, yeah.
This is just such an amazing, like, release of emotion.
Exactly.
A safe space. A judgmental.
Yes, and a body-affirming safe space.
Which is so important. Because I think I, over the years, joined the gym and January and all that thing.
Yeah.
And you are so conscious of how you look and you're doing it, right? And it's a horrible space.
Yeah.
So why would you want to keep putting yourself in that horrible space?
Exactly.
Something, you wake up on a rainy Monday morning. Do you want to drag yourself out of bed at 6 o'clock to go to Spain so you're going to be judged and all the rest of it? No. You want to go to a place of self-love and move your body from joy.
Yes, exactly. So important.
And I think as well, being true to yourself. Like, so when the cycle was really important for me, and so was starting my own business when I was in London. I realized I was out, I was partying, not all the time, but I was partying a lot, you know, drinking and smoking, and I was having a good time.
I
thought at the time.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm really introverted. I don't like my idea of a good time is sitting down.
Actually, really? I just, any more than two people, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I'm an extroverted introvert. Like, this is the dream.
Yes, exactly. And then I realized, well, hold on. And what I realized, I started the business and I said, oh my God, like, me going out on the weekend is affecting how I'm running the business. Like, I'm feeling tired. I'm feeling jaded.
Yeah.
Actually, these people, my clients are paying for my time. I need to be 110%. Yes. This is not fair on them.
Yes.
So I thought, I'm going to cut the booze. And I cut the booze for about 2 years. And I had a huge learning experience. Mm. I realized who my friends were.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who my friends weren't.
Yes.
What I did enjoy in life, what I didn't enjoy. Don't get me wrong. Like, I can enjoy a drink now. I'm like, I've come back to it. I might have the odd little tipple here and there.
Yeah.
But I really know myself, what I do and don't like. And I think there is so much pressure for us. Like, actually, what do you like as a person?
Yes.
And now I look at people and I don't know. And I can, you can pick up maybe when actually they kind of fill a void, right? And that's
always,
you know, really probably what I was also doing
with
partying and the drinking.
Yeah, we all do, but it's all part of the journey.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And you can't just arrive to that realization, sometimes it takes removing yourself from what you're supposed to be doing or what you're seen to, what you should.
Yeah.
I hate that word.
Me too.
And just removing yourself and being quiet and going inward a little bit and going, oh, this is who I was supposed to be. But this is actually who I am and who I want to be. And when you come to that realization, everything kind of changes.
And that's why I come back to life transformation, right?
Yes.
Because this is, you know, that how do we want to live our life? How do you, you know, how does anybody think this? When you are 80, God bless, we make it that far.
Make it a bit further to 90.
Oh, yeah.
That will be a cure.
I want to look my best and feel my best to my very last day. Touch wood, hope or something. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe it's an age thing, right? Maybe it's an age thing. Can you start? Actually, I want to feel as good as I can and look as good as I can for as long as I can, right? And that also, like, nutrition is such a huge part of that.
Yes. It's huge.
So I think that is where my mindset shifted, that I have been on a weight loss journey since I was probably 30, constantly going on a diet, constantly going to the gym, constantly.
13,
I know.
Wow.
Honestly, if I think I look back.
How sad is that?
I know.
So sad.
I know.
13, when we look at ourselves, these beautiful little 13-year-olds, our whole lives ahead of them.
Yep.
Why did we never feel like we were enough? It's just, it's awful. It's the way things are set up.
You're not supposed to have all these great big thoughts and feelings about things. And I just, for me, it's always about the weight. What did the scale say? Mm. Constantly pushing myself, constantly demoralized when actually the scale doesn't change. But it's when my mindset shifted to how can I feel good in my body? What makes me feel good? Calorie counting does not make me feel good. Exercising like a lunatic does not make me feel good, but actually nourishing my body with foods I enjoy, not taking out all the foods that we love because I eat chocolate every day.
Oh, thank God for
that. I just think it's so important that we focus on what makes us feel good.
Yes.
And it's finding the foods and the way of eating, not a diet because you're dying there.
Yeah.
That is going to make you feel good and actually focusing on all the other things. Because I know this is January. A lot of you will be thinking, oh God, I need to lose weight. Like I've put on so much weight over holidays, I need to lose weight. Instead of focusing on losing weight and what the scale says, focus on what else can you focus on. Can you focus on improving your energy? Can you focus on improving your bloating? Can you focus on improving your hormones? Because actually, when you have all those other wins, the weight loss, if that is part of your goal and journey, often comes.
Yeah.
So it's stopping, I think, taking the pressure off if you want to lose weight, because that's okay if you want to lose weight. I think it's also accepting. So a lot of the messaging is you can't lose weight now. But if you do want to lose weight, that's fine. But it's finding a way, can you nourish and enjoy your body?
Exactly.
Very much similar message to you. Finding joy in what you're doing and the way you're eating.
Exactly. Not it's all about the intention.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
But there's also so many underlying issues with things like that. It's not as simple, is it? As I'm just going to lose weight. Like, okay, but sit with yourself for a minute. Where are you unhappy in your life?
Yes.
Where are you trying to fill a void?
Yes.
Where can you go inward and face your truth? Because that is the hardest thing in the world, to be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
And I know this sounds a bit woo-woo, but this is when my life changed, when I actually said, right, come on, Em, what's going on with you then?
Yeah.
And all these patterns, these limiting self-beliefs that I'd had for so long, as long as I can remember, actually confronting them and sitting down and getting a pen to paper and listening to a guided meditation. Like, people can call me crazy and the rest of it, but until you've actually sat with yourself, how do you
Why is that crazy?
Well, it's
when you
not.
Took that time for yourself.
And it's not, but this is the way
the narrative.
Exactly.
It is the narrative.
Then my immediate thing would be, you're projecting that onto me.
Yes, true.
That's how you feel about things like mm-hmm. this. But actually, I'm mentally feeling good about myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm physically taking care of myself. I'm nutritionally, you know, being as healthy as I can.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm feeding my body.
It all goes hand in hand. And it all starts with you.
And yeah, I had this thought the other day, right? I was looking at some nutritional things, but I was thinking, oh my gosh, I could never eat that. And then I thought, hold on a second. That's how we used to eat.
Yes, thank you.
Am I thinking that it's my current nutritional lifestyle is actually not healthy? It's weird.
Yes.
I know that sounds stupid, but you know what I mean? It's like, but this is the one that's difficult. That is how we should nutritionally, like,
real food.
Real food.
Thank you for saying that.
Absolutely.
Whilst going down this kind of anti-ditch the diet, that I had to have a sort of thinking, how can I marry that? Because I so strongly believe in that, because I just don't think it's such a toxic mindset. But then actually, a lot of us maybe do need to make tweaks and changes to how we're eating to actually improve our nutrition. So how do I marry the two? But it's coming back to actually eating what humans should eat, real proper food. And that real proper food doesn't have to be some sort of, I won't use any brand names, but X calories, horrible food. It can be delicious. There's so many ways to get flavor and so much enjoyment in your meals and the food that you eat. But it's eating about real food. It's not about processed food.
Exactly.
How can you get more nutrients in your body in a way that you enjoy and works for you practically as well?
Yeah. It's just about going back to nature, stripping everything back that we are taught, stripping it all away, stripping it away and just coming back to moving up celebration around a fire in a tribe of women. This is the other thing. We need our tribe. We need our tribes.
Yes.
That's the other thing. That's a whole other conversation.
Yeah.
But moving from a place of joy, eating from the earth, coming back to nature.
Yes.
You know, it's
real food.
Yeah, real food.
Absolutely. I think we've so lost touch with that. And then it's almost, as you say, this woo-woo thing but actually it's what human beings really need.
Exactly. It's connection.
Connection.
We all need community. We all need connection and to ourselves. We need to have connection to ourselves.
Yeah.
Because the world we live in, we're always looking on our phones, our laptops.
Yeah.
It's busy, it's noisy, we're so overstimulated.
Yeah.
When do we ever just have that time to go inward, to sit with us and to look at us truly?
It's true.
We just don't. No. And we don't make time for ourselves either. There's always so much else to do. Yeah. When do you ever put yourself on top of that list?
And I think you have to put yourself on the top of that list, because there will always be something. There will always be something to do. Always the washing needs to be done. There's always be someone to WhatsApp to get back to. There's always be something.
Yeah.
So you have to change that.
Yeah.
It's, as you say, it starts with you.
And
you're the only one.
Yeah. And that's discipline. It's like you have to make an appointment then for yourself. You wouldn't miss your doctor's appointment. You wouldn't miss your skincare appointment with Ellie. You can't wait for that.
No.
You need to write that down as a non-negotiable time for you.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like just sitting and mindlessly whatever, doing something that's going to distract you. It's actually checking in with yourself.
Mm.
I think that's so important.
Yeah. And it can feel uncomfortable at first to sit without any stimulation. Yeah.
So
uncomfortable. You can feel, we don't feel bored anymore, hey?
No.
Can you remember the last time you were bored? I can't.
There's too much to do. It's wild.
Yeah. So it's just sitting. Sometimes I just sit with a cup of tea and just watch the winds blow.
And it's the discomfort of doing nothing. And that's when you feel that void and maybe you feel that discomfort and you want to fill it with either just mindless, I'm going to eat this because, you know, it'll make me feel better. But then discipline. What do you need in this moment? What do you need to feel? What are you suppressing? That's so hard. That's so uncomfortable. But when you pull out that cork, my God, it's a journey. But then you are able to move forward and step into your highest version of you, because you're not suppressing anything and distracting yourself anymore.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also, like, nutritionally, a few years ago, we went to Juicy Oasis. And Jason Vale said something that was really ringing true. We went on it because they have fitness classes. It was more about kind of like doing something healthy. And he said people basically attack him because he tells people about juicing.
Mm.
But he said, you're literally drinking fruits and vegetables.
Mm, yes.
You know, and you have soup there. You have soup for your dinners. And you have your blended juices, smoothies throughout the day, etc.
And I thought, oh my God, that's such a good point. That, you know, people are making a step in the right direction and he's doing something to help people get to that place.
Yeah.
This might counteract, by the way, from anything that you believe in.
It's all so right. Sorry, I will counteract it in a minute.
Okay, perfect.
Well, no, I won't. I do agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We feel so much better when we feed our mind and body.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Good yes. point.
So, good food.
So why do we not want to do it? We don't want to do it, but why do we not do
Make
it?
Make time for it.
It's almost like a form of self-sabotage.
Yes. It is.
Yes.
It is.
Yes. I think the women that I work with, the biggest thing we have to work on is their self-worth, self-confidence.
Exactly.
And it's why that I added the NLP coaching in there, because whilst I'm trained as a nutritionist, I can tell people what to eat and what's going to work for their bodies. Actually, it's about mindset.
Always.
It's so it's much more about the mind.
Constant.
So I really wanted more tools and skills to actually help my clients uncover what is going on.
Exactly.
Because when you're doing it from a place of self-love, it becomes so much easier.
Yes.
It just does. It's your lifestyle.
Yes.
It's you.
Exactly. And I know a lot of people are probably listening to us saying, oh, check in with you, you know, what? And it's like, how do I do that? Like, that's huge. Yeah. And that is a massive process, but it does. Yes. maybe. But for me, like I said, I did start with pen to paper and I can't meditate. Are you joking? You know what my energy is like. I'm all over the shop, but one size doesn't fit all. So it's like, how can you find a way of checking in with you that works for you? And it might just be journaling. It might be meditation. Yeah. It might just be a chat with people that you love and trust and you feel safe to just be yourself around. Yeah. Like,
find what works for you.
Definitely.
I mean, for me, I found walking. That I now walk without my dog, without a podcast.
Yeah.
My mind goes off wherever.
Yeah.
But I'm processing my thoughts. I'm checking with how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
There's no forcing. It's just whatever my brain needs that day.
Yeah.
And that's my form of meditation.
Totally.
But I'm not sitting on some sort of cushion, obviously.
No, I couldn't do that.
If that's you, that's you. Great. Not. But for me, that's mine.
Yeah.
Find what works for you, really.
Exactly.
And even what you're saying there, it's a lifestyle thing. We're exactly the same with any of the clients that come into the clinic. You know, we're very confident to say, no, this isn't for you. This isn't right for you.
Yeah.
Because if you're not ready to help yourself,
when
we talk about like skin concerns, skin issues, you know, even terms of like the body treatments we do, they are not quick fixes. The body treatments we do are not quick fixes.
Yeah.
They are for people who are in that mindset, either need a little bit of help or are looking to kind of tone up an area that they just can't get rid of. Okay. And so it's not for somebody who wants to just come in, go on that treatment machine, and then that's it. Bob's your uncle, whatever. You're happy with the final result.
Mm.
Then you've got your skin issues. And a lot of the time, you know, your skin is your biggest organ. What is happening internally shows externally.
Absolutely.
Okay? Mentally, gut related, like mentally, nutritionally.
Hormones.
Yeah.
All those silly hormones.
Yeah.
If you're not ready to commit to your journey in the clinic of, you know, using the right skincare.
Yeah.
Contacting Sarah to talk about nutrition and how that can help you.
Mm-hmm.
Going to see Emily for your wellness, fitness, lifestyle, try and get some energy and movement into your body.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not ready to commit to this lifestyle change,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to get the results that you're expecting because we're not magicians that are just going to...
Because it's like, what are you doing in the other 23 hours that you haven't just seen me?
Because
I found that hugely when I did more PT work, one-to-one work, I'd get clients and they think that coming to you for an hour twice a week is going to, and I'm sure you guys get this, is going to change their life.
Yes.
And just by booking the appointment, they feel better, which is great.
Yes.
Like you've made that first step amazing.
Yes.
You've made that baby step. But then like you say, you have to be ready to be disciplined.
Yes.
Consistent.
And with good intention. But that all comes from your intention.
Yeah.
Are you looking for a quick fix?
Yes.
Or is your intention to be the best version of you from a place of knowing your worth, from a place of knowing you're deserving of feeling a certain way? And that does start with sitting with yourself and being real about what you want, who you are. The big, difficult, uncomfortable questions, but they're the ones that we need to have with ourselves.
Yeah. I think it's setting that intention to be ready for that journey and setting those big, wild dreams, like dream big, whatever you want to achieve.
Yeah.
And if your first step is booking in for that session, amazing.
Yes.
But know that there are going to be many other steps that need to follow that to then get to the destination.
Absolutely.
So it's dreaming big, being ready for the journey, and then breaking it down to small baby steps if it's achievable, consistent, disciplined, so you can repeat it.
Exactly. Sustainability. This thing is our fitness, lifestyle, wellness is a lifelong thing. It's not just for 2023 or January or your wedding day or whatever else. It goes way farther than that.
Yeah. I don't want to feel good just for January. I want to feel good for the rest of my life until, what are we going for, 100?
That's aim. We're going forever now.
Oh, forever. I want to feel good forever.
Do you know what, guys? I heard this quote and it keeps popping up. I hear it every day. It's going to change your life. You
okay,
ready?
Go on.
We cannot shame ourselves into change, only love ourselves into evolution.
Oh my God, I love that.
Love that.
Oh my gosh, I made it the background on my phone. Yeah, honestly. And I was like, oh my God, it's so true. And it's like recognizing those moments when your brain gets noisy and it's like, are you operating from guilt, shame, fear, these low vibrational places? Or are you loving yourself into evolution, knowing your power, knowing your worth? And it's just that tiny little change of mindset. It's just that tiny shift, which just changes everything. And I was like, oh my gosh, that sums up everything I feel. That is it. That's my quote.
Can you repeat that again?
Okay. You cannot shame yourself into change, only love yourself into evolution.
I love that.
Isn't it amazing?
I love it. And I think that is the perfect finishing quote. Because we can't, that's it. We need people to remember that.
Yeah,
we need
this
them
is
to
true.
Have that with, yes. their, with their thoughts for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I love that.
But I think what we should do is I think we should definitely do another podcast.
Oh my God, totally. I feel like we're just getting started.
I haven't touched on literally anything.
I know. Oh, is there anything that you guys want to add in?
So I am on the whole Ditch the Diet journey that I'm on to help as many women as possible. I'm really excited that I'm launching Another Way to Exony in January. So I'm launching my monthly membership and it is called Nourish Club Gold. And it's going to be focusing on everything you need to help you ditch the diet and focus on nourishing you instead. So focus on your body. So the nutrition, what we need to eat to nourish our body, but work on your mindset to change that mindset. So from a place of self-love, not a place of self-hate. Mm. And then also working on nourishing yourself. So how can you give yourself more of that space? So those are the three pillars in Nourish Club Gold. So if you want to know more about that, you can find that at Sarah Gale Nutrition.
That sounds amazing.
I know. We're doing this.
Oh, I know. Okay.
We are doing this.
Can you please give your Instagram name? Yes, I'm Sarah Gale Nutrition on Instagram.
Thank you. Website?
SarahGaleNutrition.com.
Perfect.
It's easy.
Bit of a mouthful, but there we go.
And what would you like to add to this?
So I have two programs on the Evolve You app, and they are both body affirming, easy to follow. They slot into your everyday life. You can do it from anywhere, from the comfort of your own home. Workouts are about 30 minutes long. And it's all about body affirmation, feeling good about yourself. The programs are called Energy, which is 12 weeks long. And you sort it out in your planner. You do whatever days that work for you. And it's total body. Or there's a 6-week program called Energy Glutes and Abs for those ladies or men that just want to work mainly lower body and core, really important areas to train. And for Guernsey listeners, I have started teaching in real life classes. I need that. I need that human connection.
Yes.
I love being able to reach women and men all over the world on the app. It's such a gift and I'm so insanely grateful for it. And now I've realized also I need to feel that in real time, in real life. Yeah. So we've got this amazing community building and I'm loving it at Rock Health, the new studios, Ignite Studios, and all the details are on emilycvfit.com. And there's a Facebook group as well. You can find details on the Facebook group as well. But I'm doing quite a bit. I'm pinging around. I'm in London in the new year as well, doing a few events and stuff. So I'll keep you posted.
So we will add both Sarah and Emily's links to the bio at the bottom. You guys can find them, send them a message, tell them you've listened to the podcast, tell them your thoughts. Anyone in Guernsey, you have to come to one of the classes. They are amazing. You have to come and see Sarah for her nutrition because you guys have no excuse. If you're based in Guernsey, no excuses.
I do work via Zoom, so worldwide.
Okay. So nobody has any excuse listening to this. Okay. We all work worldwide, virtually and different locations. So check in with us. If you listen to this, check in with us in all of us. You could even put us in like a little group on Instagram together, like the group chats. And we want to know how you're feeling. We want to know if you've listened to this, if you have listened to it, what you found powerful, what you found meaningful, and what you've really learned going forward into the new year to work on your life transformation to be the very best version of yourself that you can possibly. And when I say very best, I mean in terms of like how you feel. How you're feeling internally will radiate to how you're looking externally anyway, especially with the beauty, wellness, and nutrition side of things, that helps. Mm. So we want to know how it's going. Check in with us, and we might even have to do another episode.
I feel like it's a must.
Yes. Yay. Okay.
I'll just bring that out there, see what you say.
It's happening.
We have to think about what we discuss at Octopus as well.
Okay, so the important thing to know is that BART is for everybody. I think people think, oh, you need to be a dancer, you need to be flexible, you need to be coordinated. None of the above. It's going to help you with those things, but anyone and everyone of any fitness level can show up and do BART. It's just you only need yourself and minimal equipment. So if anyone's got any questions, obviously just send me a message. I reply to everybody. But yeah, I'm ready to guide you into moving out of love and not guilt, shame, fear, any of the above. It should always be a joy, and it can be.
And she really does reply to everybody.
Yes. It kind of like, I don't know.
I look at it, I think she's so good at replying. I need to get on this.
I need to be better at replying.
Maybe I've just made a mistake saying I reply to everyone. But right now I do.
No, I think it's important.
Do you know what? I genuinely love it. Like this, I truly believe this is my mission. And I'm so passionate about it that I want to help as many people as possible. Like it's such an important message. And it needs to be rippled out into the world that you can love your body out of movement.
And also I had a client say to me the other day that they wanted to come to your class and they wanted to contact you, but they were nervous, or they didn't think that you'd reply. They didn't think you'd see it.
I'll be your best friend. I'll be your best friend. I'll be like in 5 minutes.
She's not like
with me.
She takes about 7 to 14 working days to respond.
No, you are on it. So yeah, these girls are really on their replying. So please send them any messages.
Please, absolutely. Do.
Yeah, because we love what we do.
Absolutely. I love to hear from people and help them any way I can.
I love community vibes. Like I said before, we need our tribe.
Yes.
So let's build a friggin' worldwide tribe.
I'm just going to say something here because then we have to do it.
Go on.
I've listened to it. We've put it out there.
Oh, God.
What we need to do our wellness event.
I know.
Yes. But I was thinking that the other day.
I think about this like 3 times a day. Yeah. I'm not even kidding. It has to happen.
We have to do it.
We do. Just because we say this every time we get together. And then we've got these busy lives. And we see each other again. Like, we have to do it. No, we do.
We do.
By January the 4th, which is the release date of this podcast, if you're listening to this and we haven't done anything about the wellness event and you want us to do it and you're like, I would love that. And you're based in Guernsey, because right now we're all in Guernsey.
Yes. Yeah.
Send us a message and just say,
do it.
Do it. Do it. This is happening.
This is happening. So we get our butts in gear and we just get it done. I think let's pinky promise all right now we will do one this year, 2023. Anyway, we
digress.
Yes, sorry. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. We've absolutely loved making this episode. So I hope you love it as much as we do, dolls. And any questions, you know how to get a hold of us. I love that painting. Sorry.
Yes,
you know how to get a hold of us. What a fantastic way to end.
Absolutely. Wow. Thanks for having us.
I'm honoured. Love
absolutely.
That.
And hopefully you'll hear more episodes soon, but you know how long it's taken me to create these ones. So I'll consider it. Hopefully you'll see us back again. Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, dolls. Thank you so much. Lots of love and look forward to hearing from you soon. Dolls, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Fresh Not False. And please remember to subscribe and review. You can also follow my Instagram page for more information on the world of aesthetics. It's at Ella Harvey Skin and Beauty. If you've got any burning questions about anything we've discussed, please do send me a WhatsApp on 07592 170688 and I will do my best to answer you in future episodes. Bye, dolls!